I've been all around the world, and Atlanta is one of my favorite places to visit. In fact, I'm here every Christmas Eve. How could I not love a city whose definitive holiday icon is a pink pig? Come with me as we take a look at Christmas around Atlanta.
Was it difficult to pinpoint what exactly constitutes Christmas in Atlanta or around Atlanta?
You know, one of the first things that came to mind was the pink pig.
For those not familiar, Rich's was Atlanta's homegrown department store. And in addition to a beautiful Christmas tree.
In 1956, Rich's got a pamphlet touting a monorail for children to ride on. The store purchased the monorail and decided to install it and see if they could make some money.
You know, a lot of people remember riding the original pink pig, and we were lucky enough to hook up with a family who rode the pink pig as kids.
There were kind of these crate-like windows, so you could see out.
You could see all the animals down below.
And you actually rode around the Christmas tree.
Well, some people probably assume that in Atlanta, Georgia, it snows only when pigs fly. So we have flying pigs, which means we do have snow.
We do have snow occasionally. Or if you go to Snow Mountain, which we feature in the show, they make about 360 tons of it. Covers about 3 football fields. And you can ride tubes down it by yourself or with people. And then you can get in a snowball fight and build igloos and things like
and
that.
And snowmen, snow women.
Snowmen, snow women.
The reactions are some of the best things out here, seeing the laughing and the smiling, and really remarkable to think that we have that ability to produce a Christmas experience with all the elements that you would see. And that's something that's certainly incredibly unique in the Atlanta area.
You know, in a place where we don't really get to have a white Christmas that often, you can go out and sled for several months a year.
This special really started life as one centered on outlandish outdoor Christmas displays.
And we wanted to, you know, focus on the festive and the things that had clearly evolved from something small. You know, one guy that we focused on, John Gibbons.
Started with just a ring of lights around the roof and then a couple figurines. And every year, every time I see one, I seem to pick it up.
You know, you see a lot of the inflatables lately, and John's whole front and side yard is occupied with the hard blown plastic ones from, you know, the mid-century.
Yeah.
They don't deflate. And so we wanted to see where he keeps these things. So we actually spent a little part of the early new year with him as he took everything down. And, you know, where do you put this? Well, you put it in your attic, and you put it in your basement, and you put it in your sub-basement, and you put it in your outbuilding.
The answer is everywhere.
You put it everywhere.
My son was over for dinner one night. My wife told him, look, if and when we die, look everywhere, because I have stuff hidden all over the house.
Of course, no Christmas season is complete without toys.
Of course, unfortunately, a lot of toys these days are made in, you know, China or whatever. And we wanted to find someone in Atlanta who was making toys kind of the old-fashioned way, and found a guy named Bob Greenberg, who is a retired real estate developer who now spends a good chunk of his free time making toys for kids in the hospital. And he makes them from wood with non-toxic glues, because a lot of kids, you know, have some sensitivities to modern materials like plastics and chemicals. And so they get an old-fashioned wooden toy like a truck or a car or a keepsake box / dollhouse, you know.
Yeah.
I think one of the toughest times of the year for a child to be in the hospital is Thanksgiving into the Christmas holiday. I start making toys in the spring of the year and finish up my toy-making project in October.
One thing I realized while watching this special was that for most of the people featured, Christmas is not just a season, it's a year-round way of life.
Christmas does not sneak up on them like it does on a lot of us. You know, for these people, Christmas is way on their radar. They're like Santa Claus. Their year is built around Christmas.
What do you hope your audience takes away from watching Christmas Around Atlanta?
In Atlanta, where so many people are not from here originally, it's really good to give people a guidebook to, you know, the secrets that Atlanta holds. This is definitely kind of thing that you can go out and experience. I mean, hop in the car and go see John Gibbons' Christmas lights.
All you have to do is grab your keys.
Get in the car and they're up until the Epiphany. And so it's really for people that live here to experience Christmas in Atlanta, maybe in a different way than they have before.